listeners. It's your girl DJ Baby Soul here on the LOVE show. And today we have back for a second interview Mr. Jordan Knight. He is a member of New Kids on the Block, and the group won two American Music Awards in 1990 and had major top 10 hits between mid-1980s and early 1990s. Their albums, New Kids on the Block and Step by Step, went triple platinum, and Hangin' Tough went 8 times platinum. Yeah, he is currently working on another solo album, which you will hear more of up next.
Oh, it's done. It's done now.
The Girls Radio.
Thank you. That was a great introduction. Thank you so much.
Of course. Nothing but the best for you.
Yeah.
Okay. So, where did you grow up?
I grew up, actually, right here in Dorchester. I grew up in Cobham Square. Everybody know, well, not everybody, and I hope everybody doesn't know where the courthouse is. I grew up right by the Dorchester Courthouse in Common Square.
I go to school right around there.
Yeah?
Yeah, the Jeremiah E. Burke. It's like straight up the street off of Washington.
I know where that's at, yep.
So what was your childhood like?
My childhood. my childhood was, you know, like I said, I grew up in Dorchester. I went to the Charter School in Roxbury.
Mm-hmm.
I was one of 6 kids, and we actually... My mother and father ran a foster home, so there was always an additional 4 to 6 other kids in the house. So I grew up in a house full of kids, teenagers, and I was pretty, you know, I was the youngest one. So it was, at times it was fun, at times it was scary, at times it was a little hectic. You know, it was a lot of fun. You know, it was great growing up in Dorchester because, you know, the neighborhood kids, you know, there was always somebody to hang out with, somebody to play with, and we were very tight. You know, I think that's one of the great things about living in an inner city environment is all the friends that you have.
Yeah,
you know,
there's so much to do.
And all the support that you can get, but you can also, you know, like you guys know, and you guys help with people that maybe out there that are kind of going down the wrong path, and you can in that environment go down the wrong path, and that's why I have to commend you guys for doing what you do. We had a place called DYC in Fields Corner.
Still have it,
right? He's like kind of a godsend to the kids of Dorchester, and does he still run the place, Emmett? Do you guys?
I'm not even sure.
Well, he was the director there, and he always welcomed kids in with open arms, and that's where all the kids would go.
Okay,
to...
yeah, he does.
does he?
Runs it.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay, shout out to Emmett Fogart. You know, what was I saying? I was on some kind of rant.
Yeah, he was a godsend.
He is a godsend, and he always welcomed, you know, kids in with open arms, and that's the type of place that, you know, that we need in these communities, and everybody needs, really, in every community, some place where people can be positive, because there's so many things out there that can pull you down and drag you down.
That place is awesome, because, like, most places you need, like, a membership to go there or something like that, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But, like, one day I just went there with my friends to watch, like, some crump battles, you know, the company,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
And, like, it was my first time seeing it, I'm like, this is awesome.
Yeah, we used to break dance in there.
Yeah.
Electric Generation was the crew's name that danced there, yep. So, it's good stuff.
Yeah. So, at what age did you decide that you wanted to pursue a career in music?
I was always into music. I started singing in my church choir in Ashmont, Dorchester. I started singing in the choir at 6. I always loved music, and I sang in the school chorus also. And it's actually when I joined New Kids on the Block, when I went to go audition, Donnie, who was a, you know, longtime friend of mine from elementary school, he called me up and said, you know, you want to get in this group that, you know, I'm in. You know, maybe the producer would like to hear you sing, and would you be into it? Yeah, that's cool. So I went and auditioned, and they were digging me, so so then, it was right then, like, I kind of was set on my path, luckily, you know, because I don't know really what I'd be doing now if I didn't have that lucky opportunity.
Yeah.
At 14, you know.
Oh, that 14.